Good evening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and apologies, with apologies to Jim Nance, Holy Week. Holy Week and not the Masters Golf Tournament is a tradition like no other. For if you think about it, this is the week that we are entering into right now. This is the week that changed everything. Think about it. Think about it. This is the week that not only gave us the Mass and the priesthood, but this is also the week that Christ gave us His body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist so that we would never be alone. This is also the week that gave St. Paul the courage to one day write, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For this is the week, by Christ's resurrection, that heaven is reopened to all of us, and death no longer holds its power." Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is the week that changed everything. It changed the world, and it changed everyone within it, from the moment back then to this very day. So this is the week. This is the week that we should put away and put aside our petty differences and reflect on the fact that God so loved the world, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not die but have life everlasting. Yes, my friends, this is the week. This is the week that has changed everything. And it's for this reason and this reason alone that this week is referred to as holy. My friends, as we look around the world today, it is so obvious for believers and non-believers alike. We all want Easter. We all want to go to heaven after the grave. But the problem is, too few of us are willing. Too few of us are willing to go through Lent, to carry our crosses, and to love one another, and forgive one another as we should. This past summer, I gave a series of homilies on discipleship, and I asked three questions. They were, do you love the Lord? Do you pray to the Lord? Who did you share Jesus with this past week? It's this third question that got the biggest response, because the truth is, my friends, as true believers in Jesus Christ, our mission is to spread our faith by not only going to Mass on Sunday, but rather living the Mass the other 6 days of the week and sharing our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ. Now, could you imagine? Could you imagine if we all had that same faith as that centurion, that Roman centurion who had just witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus, and then not being afraid to admit to the world, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, legend has it, his name was Longinus, and he was later killed, he was later martyred, because he was not afraid. He was not afraid of preaching the truth about Jesus Christ. And yet today, far too many Christians, far too many people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, they remain silent. We remain silent when it comes to our faith because we are afraid. We're afraid what people will say about us or what people will think about us. But the reality is, by remaining silent, we are also forgetting. We're forgetting what Jesus did for us this week, the week that changed everything. But whether or not we have the faith of our conviction, the truth remains, Jesus is the suffering servant spoken of in Isaiah. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb first written about in Exodus. And Jesus is the one who has come into the world to take away the sins as proclaimed by John the Baptist. And so, my friends, as we enter into this week, this Holy Week that has changed the world, before you prepare your Easter festivities, please don't forget Golgotha. Golgotha 2,000 years ago, when the Son of Man endured the most painful death ever known to man. Because on that cross, not only hung Jesus, but on that cross hung every single sin that has ever been committed and every sin that will be committed. He did all of this out of love for us. And so from my heart, I tell you, we have been truly blessed. We are blessed who have been baptized and raised Catholic. And those who will join us this Saturday at the Easter Vigil. Because this is the faith. This is the faith that you can not only see and touch and smell and taste, but this is also the faith that has been given to us by Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And so, my friends, we cannot keep our faith a secret any longer. We need to have the courage of our conviction and yell from the rooftops of the world, I do believe in the Eucharist. I do believe in the forgiveness of sins. And I do believe in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Because this is the week that has changed everything.